This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Video out there on the socials has gone completely viral, and I want to get your take on it, Gator, today at 12:35. I don't know if you caught it. Kind of hope you haven't, and this will be your first exposure to it. But here we go. Hour three of the Carson Anderson program. Happy lunchtime, everybody. We are discussing what is likely to be one of the more popular items out there when it comes to Christmas shopping. Gator, you asked the question in your show sheet today about what will be the most popular Detroit Lions specific jersey or item for the holiday season, because kids are going to love these things and want these things. And it might not even just be kids. It might be your girlfriend, your boyfriend, that wants a Lions jersey or some Lions specific gear. And there's no doubt that Detroit has Lions fever. Ken had a question the other day about, are there any people here that weren't necessarily Lions free? They just weren't into the NFL. I think there's a lot of people that just weren't into the NFL, and now are like, this National Football League thing's pretty cool, and our Lions are really good. Or do you think everybody knew who they were and nobody?
No, I've seen like so many people that didn't follow sports or football or the Lions wearing Lions gear. Like Lions gear, Gator's right to bring this up on the show sheet. And I know we're talking specifically like jerseys, but you're going to see so much Lions gear in general being handed out this holiday season and being worn through the entire football, you know, end of football season. Like I see hats, jerseys, hoodies, whatever it is. I mean, it's everywhere. The guy called up about quilting patterns, right? Like he can't get
that was the craziest call we had in a while.
But seriously, that's how hot the Lions are right now. You will see it everywhere. People are wearing it everywhere. People that don't follow football, but just know this is the thing in town right now, man. The Lions are hot.
248-539-9797.
So hot right now. Got another jersey. I bet you it's hot too right now. Caitlin Clark jerseys.
You couldn't get them. Like a while ago, you couldn't
even. Really?
Yeah.
You know this. Just so people know, Kang does a podcast, the Kang Collects podcast. It's all about collectibles. And so you've developed, you know, a work relationship, and I guess you're friends with some of these guys that own these collectible stores and places that sell jerseys. So you're kind of our go-to guy on this. You couldn't get a Caitlin Clark jersey?
No. And like the best you could try to do was like off the websites, like the national big websites, was like get those t-shirt jerseys, and those were selling out. She was... and still is a phenomenon in this country.
Interesting. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Rob. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up?
So my kid had a field trip to Frankenmuth yesterday, and my wife went with her, and they stopped at Bronner's. They are completely sold out of everything Detroit Lions in the entire place, and they said they're having a hard time getting more in before Christmas. But, I mean, people all over the world are coming there, and that's a hot ticket item even there.
Wow.
So you're talking about, like, Lions Christmas tree ornaments.
Ornaments, knickknacks, I mean, everything they sell in the store.
Stockings.
Gone.
Yep.
Wild. Yep. I mean, look, you know what's starting to look like a little bit here? When I hear stuff like that, and look, the jersey thing isn't a huge surprise, but dude couldn't get the fabric. for his wife to sew a quilt. You can't get Lions Christmas tree ornaments and stockings. It kind of reminds me of the way I envision Pittsburgh being with the Stillers. Because my entire life, I've had Steeler fans in the family. And, Uncle Bob and Uncle Ted, may they both rest in peace. Huge Stillers guys. And they lived and breathed Steelers. And that town is Midwest, Rust Belt,
knocked down. I would venture to guess that, 85% of people live in Pittsburgh have a Steelers jersey of some kind.
So we were driving back from Arlington on Sunday, and we stopped at the last rest stop before Pittsburgh along the Penna Turnpike, and there were Steeler fans in jerseys everywhere, and then two Ravens fans on their way to the game.
Oh, well, look out.
248-539-9797. Joe's in Detroit and next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing good.
Hey, two comments really quick about the jerseys. My girl and I were in Houston for the Texans game, and we're walking down to our seats, and there's a lady yelling behind me, "Hey, you're wearing my son's jersey." So I looked down to see what jersey I was wearing because I bought three, and I had a DJ Reader jersey, and it was his mother yelling down in the stands, saying, "I'm wearing his jersey. Can you take a picture with me?" I said, "Absolutely." Because those aren't the jerseys that are hanging in the stores. You don't see a DJ Reader jersey.
No, you don't. I was just going to say, here's our first DJ Reader jersey. That's
all
awesome.
Right, so I ordered it. I ordered that just for that reason because no one has it. And then she saw me. What are the odds of that? That she saw me in the stands and came down to where our seats were to take a picture with me. It was freaking awesome.
That's cool. Now, I have to ask you, Joe, what compelled you to go get the custom-made DJ Reader jersey?
Because I wanted something that no one had. So the McNeil jersey, you have to make that like it's a personalized jersey. So you have to actually put the name in like it's your name and then put McNeil's number in there. That's why you don't see his jersey a lot. You have to actually make it. And then the same with Reader. You don't have a Reader jersey in the store, but I wanted Reader. You know, he was a good player. Mm-hmm. So, and it was just awesome that his mother saw me out of all the people.
That's cool.
She saw me wearing that jersey and stopped me. Another comment about the new fans. My girl was never a fan. She tolerated football because of me, and she's listening right now. And she went to Houston and had a ball, guys. She came back talking about Za'Darius Smith. It's all she talks about. She's buying Lions gear right now. It is awesome. So now she shares that interest with me. It's cool.
That's great. Cool.
That's awesome.
What's her name?
Her name is Nikki. She's listening.
All right.
Oh, we don't do shout-outs.
We don't do shout-outs. If we did, we'd say hi to Nikki. But since we don't do shout-outs, no.
Sorry, Nikki.
Yep. Let's go to Adam next on 97 with a ticket. What's up, Adam?
How much? How you fellas doing?
We're great. Right. Thank you.
Good. So I live in California. So for me to get a jersey, the only option I have is the NFL shop, obviously. My son for Christmas wants the black Kirby Joseph jersey, and I'm going to the game on December 5th. So I'm hoping I can get it at the team store there. Otherwise, my wife got him a black golf jersey, but I can't find a Kirby Joseph black jersey anywhere in California.
Those black jerseys are so great. That uniform combination with that bluish chrome helmet. Come on, man.
I'm looking on the Lions website.
It's amazing.
The Lions website, you can get a custom-made black Detroit Lions jersey for
$384.99. Oh, wow. What?
Not happening.
No, what?
Yep.
What?
No. Yeah, but how much for a Hatch jersey?
$300 for a jersey?
You can choose any player on the roster from Nate Lynn to Tom Kennedy to Mitchell Agudé. You can get a Jake Fromm Detroit Lions black jersey. You can get a...
Wow. There you go, Kenny.
Kai Wingo. An Isaac Ukwu. A Lauren Strickland. And yes, indeed, you can get a Kirby Joseph Detroit Lions custom-made alternate vapor fuse elite custom jersey for $384.99.
What? We're shipping and handling all that. It's going to be over $400.
But I'm not spending that much.
Yeah. Don't blame you, Adam.
Take a look.
That's a bit much.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Please select a size. All right, let's add to cart. My price is locked in. for a limited time only.
Oh, it's locked in, huh?
Oh, with a code. Okay, correction. With the code catch30, it drops down to $269.49.
That's a big savings.
That is a huge savings. I wish I'd done this before we let the caller go. Hopefully he's still listening. $269.49 is still expensive.
It's going to be $300 when taxes and everything else.
Well, let's check out.
You're not laughing at quilting guy anymore, are you?
No. Nope.
I never was.
Continue checkout. I got to be careful. I might accidentally order this thing.
We'll order a couple from Indiana, too.
Make sure it says Jack Campbell and you're all right.
Yeah, this Catch 30 thing. Catch 30. Okay, let me put it in the code.
Oh, boy.
I'm just wondering if this is going to work or not. Catch 30. Apply. Yeah, with shipping and handling and tax, it's $292.65. Saved $115.50.
Well, it's great that you save that much, but again, the price is still $292 for a freaking jersey.
All right, let me back out of here before I accidentally inadvertently have myself Kirby Joseph jersey. Let's go to Lucas, who's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Lucas.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
All right.
So you guys were talking about offensive lineman jerseys. I just got a Taylor Decker jersey, and it was like a game-issued one off of eBay. I mean, it's not as cool as a quilt, but it's still pretty cool.
How much did that run you, Lucas?
Well, you guys were just laughing at the last. It was about $300. But so I'm a jersey snob. I don't like the jerseys you buy because they look more like a T-shirt. So this is like the game cut with like the, you know, like the crinkled up sleeves where the pads would go. So it's like game official. So yeah, I have a Hutch one just like it too. But that was my second one I bought. So yeah.
Hot item. Let's go to get one more on this. Ollie, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ollie?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
Hey, a person that I never heard mentioned was Alex Anzalone, and he was a very big part of the rebuild.
Yep,
that's another one.
No question. You know,
I think that for a Christmas gift, you know, for a kid that, you know, like one of my nephews is really, really into football now, and I think one of the gifts that I would want to get him is the Alex Anzalone, because I don't see him going anywhere. I see him staying here, keep getting signed until he's done playing football.
I almost feel like, honestly, if that's a player that his contract is ever up and I haven't looked at his contract situation, I think that would be a player that if the numbers weren't right, letting him go would cut deep into Dan Campbell.
That's his guy.
I think that's his guy.
I think he's got his guy in the making. He's poised talking up your guy, Jack Campbell.
Is he?
You know, yeah. No, I think that's going to be a tough one when they have to move on from Anzalone. And at that point, maybe Anzalone just wants to move on from the league at that point. You don't know.
Yeah. I don't even imply that's close.
Because down the road, yeah. He's really good.
How old is he? He's not a spring chicken, but he's also not like
40. No, he's not. I think he's might be 30.
Let's take a look here. Because I think that's the personal embodiment of who this regime feels like they are. Alex Anzalone is 29 years old. Next year is cap hit. His cap hit goes from 2.49 to 7.44.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Then there's a potential out after next year. That's a pretty big jump.
It's not that big a jump. They're fine.
I always worry about cap space. Eventually, some painful things can happen with that. All right, let's move on. I do have a viral story, Gator, that I want you to check out. I can't wait to get your take on this today at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.